feel so fine. Just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
Leslie Gore from the movie Ski Party. Yeah, you can imagine what that film was like, huh? And sunshine, lollipops, and rainbow. It's exactly 8 o'clock on the noggin now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Texas National Guard troops hit the streets of Chicago today. Correspondent Ashar Quarishi is nearby in Broadview.
Roughly 200 members of the Texas National Guard arrived overnight yesterday. Sources familiar with the operation tell CBS News that they're stationed at the U.S. Army Reserve Training Center in Elwood, about 50 miles southwest of Chicago. Now, the deployment comes after the Trump administration moved to send hundreds of Illinois and Texas Guard members to the city following several weeks of sweeping immigration raids here that have triggered at times tense protests against federal agents.
A federal judge hears lawsuits tomorrow by the city and state. President Trump's longtime political foe, former FBI Director James Comey, will be arraigned on federal charges of obstruction and lying during Senate testimony about approving leaks to the media. Former federal prosecutor Scott Fredrickson.
Essentially, he's going to argue, among other things, in his first motions, that this is a vindictive prosecution. And unlike most other cases, he has quite a load of evidence to bring to the court.
The government shutdown is entering day 8, and delays and frustrations are mounting at the nation's airports as air traffic controllers sick out to protest lack of pay. This traveler, waiting to get off the ground in Nashville.
It's ludicrous that we are dealing with this.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes is in Washington.
Still no serious signs, unfortunately, of any kind of negotiation, not between Democrats and Republicans on the Hill or between Democrats and the White House. Democrats are still holding out for the renewal of Obamacare premium subsidies before they will vote to fund the government. They also want some cuts to Medicaid rolled back.
Another state in the South is suing a popular gaming platform. CBS's Michael Wallace.
We're here to make Roblox safe, full stop.
Kentucky Attorney General Russell Coleman accuses Roblox of creating a playground for predators. He says adults can easily expose children to sexual and violent content, including games depicting the recent assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Underneath this cartoonish, innocent venue is something sinister.
Rolling Stone has just released its list of the greatest songs of the 21st century so far. Missy Elliott's tune from 2001 is number one. Second. Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, released in 2003, same as Beyonce and Jay-Z's love song. Crazy in Love is third. Dow futures are up 110. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A teenager accused of targeting women near the Racine County Courthouse has been charged. Sheriff's investigators say the 17-year-old, not officially charged, admitted to touching a woman inappropriately, claiming he thought she had dirt on her clothing. Three female county employees have since come forward with similar reports. The incidents happened between late September and early October along College Avenue near the courthouse. The teen is charged with fourth-degree sexual assault and disorderly conduct. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is asking for any other victims to contact law enforcement. Are you ready for an emergency? Racine County wants to find out. The Office of Emergency Management is asking people to take a 10-minute survey about disaster preparedness. Officials say the result will help them improve local emergency plans and better support the community before, during, and after disasters. Answers are confidential, and people can skip any questions they're not comfortable with. The county is encouraging everyone to share the survey so more voices can be heard. There is a link on the county's website. Police say a short chase in Caledonia ended with a big list of charges for a 28-year-old driver from Cudahy. Uriel Brene Batunez is accused of fleeing officers, endangering safety, and driving drunk for a second time. Investigators say his blood alcohol level was nearly four times the legal limit and that he admitted to drinking several beers before getting behind the wheel. The chase covered nearly 4 miles Sunday night before officers forced the car to stop. It started near 38 and 4 Mile. Police say they also found cocaine in the man's wallet and learned that his license was revoked. He's now in custody facing multiple felony and misdemeanor counts. And after tonight, the Brewers will either be on to the next round in the playoffs or they'll be preparing for another game in Chicago. First pitch today for Game 3 in the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs is at 4:08. If you need to be surrounded by other fans, there is a watch party at Davidson Park on the Harley-Davidson campus. There, giant TV, local food trucks, tailgate games, and appearances by Brewer mascots Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages. The pregame show for that Brewer game starts at 3:30 right here on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the best of 5 series between the Brewers and Cubs. Quinn Priester, who turned 25 last month, making his first start in the postseason against the team he grew up watching, the Cubs. Priester, from the north suburbs of Chicago, was in the stands during the 2016 World Series at Wrigley Field. I asked him, what's it like throwing that first pitch in a game?
Some games, like, you throw that first pitch and you're like, yep, we're locked in. And then some games you throw the first pitch and it's a little arm side, or you pull it or whatever, and you take a deep breath and just get right back after it.
NBA, the Bucks are back in Milwaukee. They host the Detroit Pistons in a preseason game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The team looking aggressive so far in practice.
No, it's part of, you know, guys that fight for their lives. And then the guys who aren't are fighting for their minutes, which is their lives. You know, so it's a good thing.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a high from the low 40s to the upper 40s. Warmest temperatures closer to the lake. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Bulldog in a Halloween costume. He's a bumblebee and he don't look happy. Dog in a Halloween costume. He's just a dog, but he understands dignity. Bulldog in a Halloween costume. His grandpa was a wolf, now he's wearing antennas. Bulldog in a Halloween costume. When you get home, you're gonna get bit. Yeah!
I should have known better with a
Hard Day's Night, the Beatles, I Should Have Known Better. It's 8:11, local news, timeless. It's here at WRJM. So a survey asked 30,000 Americans how many enemies they have. 44% said none, 5% said one, 10% said between two and five, 4% said more than that. What are you doing to make so many enemies? And roughly a third of us aren't sure how many enemies we have. I don't know. I hope I don't have any. But, you know, you never know. It's 8:11. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
You have my-
Simon, you're so vain. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. All right, I've got some tickets to give away right now. The Genesee Theater in Waukegan is presenting a legendary double bill you don't want to miss. The horn-driven sound of Tower of Power and the iconic funk sound of War live on stage. Hear all the hits from Soul with a capital S to Why Can't We Be Friends. War's got so many hits, I can just think of them right now. It's a powerhouse performance of classic funk, R&B, and soul. Tower of Power and War at the Genesee Theater, Saturday, November 1st in Waukegan. You can get your tickets now at the Genesee Theater box office online at Ticketron.com, or you can win a pair right now. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days with me, give me a call, 262-634-9756, 262-634-9756. I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see War and Tower of Power at the Genesee Theater. Let's take a phone call here right now. Hi, what's your first name?
Karen.
Hi, Karen. You want to go see Tower of Power and War?
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay. Just like that.
Okay.
I'll give you...
Was that easy?
I have the power to give away a pair of tickets. Get a lot of power when I can do something like that. All right, Gail, what town are you calling from?
Caledonia.
Caledonia. All right. A little north, but that's nice. We like that. We love the people. My wife used to work for the Caledonia Police Department. So, yeah.
Cool.
Okay. That's nice. Okay. How are things in Caledonia this morning?
Oh, great. I've been to the dog park already. And yeah, I love the police department here. They're really good people.
You say a dog park, you don't mean racing dogs. You mean like taking your dog for a walk in the dog. Okay.
Just my dog, taking her for a walk.
Okay. Which park do you use?
The quarry.
Oh, yeah. I used to take all my dogs there. You got Smallville and you got the large dog. Area there. All right, well, that's great. Hold on the line. We're going to, Karen, get you those tickets. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. 820 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Time for Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor Channing Tatum says the Hollywood system is upside down, and the way things are now, actors are encouraged to make bad films to cash in as opposed to focusing on artful films. During an episode of Hot Ones on YouTube, Tatum wolfed down some spicy hot wings and talked about how streaming has good and bad effects on the industry, insinuating that there are more opportunities to do good work, but also more paychecks out there for bad work. Tatum's new film, Roofman, opens October 10th. Speaking of Roofman, Tatum's co-star Kirsten Dunst has come along way since she was in the film Interview with a Vampire with Tom Cruise at the age of 11. The actress has had a 30-plus year career in Hollywood with credits that include Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Bring It On, Spider-Man, and Civil War. Dunst recently told People.com she attributes her long career to two things, friends and family. Roofman opens this weekend in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Today's big deal of the day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Greendale and Gurnee. The ultimate destination for collectors and pop culture fans. From action figures to comic books to pro wrestling merch and sports memorabilia, every shelf tells a story and every gift is unforgettable. Go to WRJN.com, click the big deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $8. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Sunshine, we'll laugh every day, we'll sing in the sunshine, and I'll be on my way. I will never love you, the cost of love's too dear. to love you any man. Just take what they may give you and give but what you can.
And you can sing in the sunshine, you laugh every day, you'll sing in the sunshine.
You'll say,
we sang in the sunshine, you know we laughed every day, we sang in the sunshine,
then she went on away.
Let's check our morning news once again. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A teenager accused of targeting women near the Racine County Courthouse has been charged. Sheriff's investigators say the 17-year-old, not officially charged, admitted to touching a woman inappropriately, claiming he thought she had dirt on her clothing. Three female county employees have since come forward with similar reports. The incidents happened between late September and early October along College Avenue near the courthouse. The teen is charged with fourth-degree sexual assault and disorderly conduct. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is asking for any other victims to contact law enforcement. Are you ready for an emergency? Racine County wants to find out. The Office of Emergency Management is asking people to take a 10-minute survey about disaster preparedness. Officials say the result will help them improve local emergency plans and better support the community before, during, and after disasters. Answers are confidential, and people can skip any questions they're not comfortable with. The county is encouraging everyone to share the survey so more voices can be heard. There is a link on the county's website. Police say a short chase in Caledonia ended with a big list of charges for a 28-year-old driver from Cudahy. Uriel Bernay Batunez is accused of fleeing officers, endangering safety, and driving drunk for a second time. Investigators say his blood alcohol level was nearly four times the legal limit and that he admitted to drinking several beers before getting behind the wheel. The chase covered nearly 4 miles Sunday night before officers forced the car to stop. It started near 38 and 4 Mile. Police say they also found cocaine in the man's wallet and learned that his license was revoked. He's now in custody facing multiple felony and misdemeanor counts. And after tonight, the Brewers will either be on to the next round in the playoffs or they'll be preparing for another game in Chicago. First pitch today for Game 3 in the National League Division Series between the Brewers and Cubs is at 4:08. If you need to be surrounded by other fans, there is a watch party at Davidson Park on the Harley-Davidson campus. There, giant TV, local food trucks, tailgate games, and appearances by Brewer mascots Bernie Brewer and the Racing Sausages. The pregame show for that Brewer game starts at 3:30 right here on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a high from the low 40s to the upper 40s. Warmest temperatures closer to the lake. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
I'm always putting my foot in my mouth. I don't stop to think. I just, you know, just, oh no, words are coming out. Oh no. I'm not thinking. What is that? Like, I met this woman recently. I could have sworn she was pregnant. Let me tell you. I know now. I think the rule is don't guess at that ever, 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 ever. Something like that. I didn't have enough evers memorized, you know. So I said, hey, when's that baby due? You ever feel a word coming up, but it's too late to stop it? It's coming out and loud. Hey, when's that baby do? Baby! What baby? At the zoo, the pandas. I knew they were trying to have one. I just, you know, thought we'd talk about them. Talk about the fluffy zoo animals that they, I hear they got them over there. You can go look at them and if you want, touch them. Have you ever guessed somebody's gender wrong? There's no recovering from that. You just got to move on because you ain't wriggling out of nothing, you know? Hey, excuse me, sir? Ma'am. Okay. Okay, bye. Bye, human. Bye, person. Nice to meet you, individual.
No matter what you do, girl,
finger, no matter what. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, it's 8:38. Looking for sunshine today. Beautiful day, highs near 60. A clear night tonight, lows 50. Sunshine tomorrow, highs 63. And for the weekend, sunny both days with a high in the mid-60s. Autumn is here. Right now, part of cloudy. It's really nice sunny outside. The sun's shining. 52 degrees right here at Radio Park. So a family in Florida is upset after their 74-year-old relative with dementia was able to walk out of a nursing home. Oh, but it gets worse. He was then arrested on a warrant from a decade ago. Man, 8:38 at WRJN. Los Bravos, Black is Black.
Disguise, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. When I sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode. Playing guitar like a ring and a bell, and looking like you should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's alright now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La da da, la da da da, la da da da. And it's all right now. Yeah, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
There you go, Rick Nelson, Garden Party, 845, local news, timeless hits at WRJM. So an employee at the Austin Public Library in Texas was busted for stealing more than $1.3 million worth of printer toner over 12 years. He faced theft charges, of course. My question is, what was he printing that he needed $1.2 million of printer toner? I can't imagine printing anything that would require that much printer toner. It's 8:46, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 60. Partly cloudy right now, 52 degrees here at Radio Park. Yes, it's now autumn. Here come the grassroots. I'd wait a million years.
All of the lonely nights waiting for you to come, longing to hold you tight. I need you so desperately, waiting for you to come, bringing your love to me.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Grassroots. I'd wait a million years. Before we get to our moron news this morning, WRJN is expanding. Now, when you head north of the Racine County line along the lakeshore, you can hear your local news and Timeless Hits on 107.3 FM in southern Milwaukee County. Most of Caledonia as well. That clean, clear FM sound for all your favorite Timeless Hits. Now even north of Racine on 107.3 FM, and it does sound nice. All right, now that moron news. A woman in Florida busted last week for trying to sell a ring to a jewelry store that she'd just stolen from that store a few months earlier. She's facing felony charges, of course. And this guy from Florida tried to flee from the cops. He was caught after his pickup truck went airborne and landed right on top of the police car.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Helber.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you and your loved ones will be at the center of a network of highly trained end-of-life professionals who live right here in southeast Wisconsin. Their team is committed to providing the utmost comfort while ensuring the patient's dignity and well-being. Now, if you have any questions about hospice care, contact Hospice Alliance. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, hospicealliance.org.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve 0 preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
W-R-J-N. I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write. Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Bye-bye, so long. See you in September. See you when the summer's through.
see you in September. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:55. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 60. A clear sky tonight. Sunny tomorrow. Sunny Saturday. Sunny Sunday. Whoa! Some really nice autumn weather. Right now, it's partly cloudy. The sun is out. 52 degrees here at Radio Park. A new poll of 2,000 Americans determined the most iconic Halloween movies. Are you ready? Here we go. Halloween, the original from 1978. Then A Nightmare on Elm Street. Scream, the scariest movie of all time. The Exorcist. Beetlejuice. Friday the 13th, the original from 1980 with Kevin Bacon as one of the teenage victims. Carrie, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Child's Play, which is the original Chucky movie. And, of course, The Shining. Now, another poll came up with the creepiest movie theme song of all time. Halloween came out number one, followed by Friday the 13th and The Exorcist. Now, The Exorcist theme was actually performed by a guy named Mike Oldfield, and it was a top 40 hit. Maybe we'll get to it before Halloween. I'll dig it up for you, all right? All right, I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early. Coming up next, we've got Dan Marcus in the Wax Museum. And then at 2 o'clock, filling in for Kurt Vollman for a short time today, because we have the Brewers coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon, will be Cindy Huber. She's in today and also the rest of the week for Kurt Vollman. But right now, Merrily Rush, Angel of the Morning. Local news, timeless hits, only here for you at WRJN.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump's longtime political foe, James Comey, is scheduled to be arraigned in court next hour. on federal charges of lying to Congress during his testimony 5 years ago. Correspondent Scott McFarlane is there.
The former FBI director fired by President Trump in 2017 has denied wrongdoing. He will face two criminal charges at an arraignment at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia today. The president has celebrated this case, calling James Comey a liar. Critics of the administration say the Trump administration is weaponizing the Department of Justice to go after a political rival.
Comey's wife and daughter are in line to enter the courthouse right now. The president has just called the governor of Illinois and the mayor of Chicago to be put in jail for failing to protect ICE officers. His demand on Truth Social as National Guard troops arrive in the state to take up positions on the streets of Chicago. Correspondent Ashar Qureshi.
The deployment comes after the Trump administration moved to send hundreds of Illinois and Texas Guard members to the city following several weeks of sweeping immigration raids here that have triggered at times tense protests against federal agents.
Tomorrow, a federal judge